Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Woodsheep, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Heartbeats printed on green screen. Strange wind, the weather vane pointed my way. When I was shipwrecked on the high seas, he came. Heartbeats printed on green screen. Strange wind, the weatherman wandered my way. When I was shipwrecked on the high seas, he came. In the rain and the snow, all the same. In the deluge of the hail, into the tempest I fell again. I used to be scared of the wind until I flew. When the hurricane swallowed my day, he will find me and guide my way home. Cause that's what the weatherman told me. That's what the weatherman told me.
Still, honey, I've hit the road. This evening we're talking with the Woodsheep. Andrew Preston is main songwriter for the Woodsheep, and he's joined by Melissa Caskey, Matt Holleran, and Will Padgett.
Well, the program is structured to teach a lot of different musicians different ways to make income with music. It's really focusing on multiple income streams for musical people. I really liked that, and so I learned a lot about how to teach music, how to give private lessons, how to promote, how to do radio, how to advertise, how to do live sound and recording. I recorded our records and I mixed them myself, and Jesse Wells has done some mastering in the past. And our most recent record, which is coming out this month actually, it was completely us home recorded. So we learn a lot about that stuff, but really the most of what we've learned is from the traveling, which is sort of just it slaps you in the face and you've got to figure out what to do. And so you learn all these different things, how to interact with different groups and different audiences, and even, technical things like how to make the guitar sound a certain way in a certain room. You start to pick up on those nuanced things while traveling, which we've done a whole lot of after college, and life is a good teacher too. So
I keep on writing the same old love songs, but they don't do you any justice on their own. They tell me perfect songs don't exist, babe, but the music in your soul they haven't known like I have. If I could just catch a note, I'd play it on a repeat for a while. And how the record could spin, and I'd sail across your skin so sweetly. Oh, just for a spell, oh, let's take a chance. I was born on their own. And like a sailor lost in the song of the tide, oh, I drown in the sound just to keep you alive. Oh, just for a spell, oh, let's take a chance. I was born just to
Tell me about the traveling you did actually with Morehead, because it seems to me that not long before we met, you had been to China.
Well, we traveled with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. We actually played here with the Mountain Music Ambassadors, and that was one of the first times we ever sang on a microphone, which was terrifying.
Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, we went on one trip to China, partially through the university, but partially because through a watercolor festival there, which is a really long story, so I'm going to not tell it right now. But it ended up being this amazing trip that we were expecting a great trip, but we weren't expecting a crowd of like 2,000 people and being on billboards and a lot of really, I mean, we are not used to that sort of thing. And so it was a really beautiful experience. But the 2 years after that, we traveled on our own back to China as a group, not affiliated with the school. And then
the Woodsheep.
Yes, the Woodsheep, okay. With Sarah Wood and Megan Gregory came with us.
Yeah.
And that same year, the very next week after we got back from China, we went to Northern Ireland and then Dublin through the Sister Cities program with Moorhead, which is part of the community of Moorhead, not the school. Moorhead Town has a great program. In Ballymena, Northern Ireland, they'll send students over and send people over there and back and forth. So they were really gracious in letting us go as musicians.
Huh. Last year we went to China, so don't adjust your speakers. The chorus is in Chinese and the verses are in English, so they're not messing up the transmission. Called translates to "I want you to be my baby." Wow.
First record, Watching Mars, we toured over 600 shows in a year. So we're probably not going to do that again for a while.
How many of you were in the band at the time
It was four of us at the time.
Wow. You all took off enough time to play 600 shows?
Well, there was nothing to take off from. This was our primary thing.
Huh.
It still is, sort of. We have part-time jobs because it's convenient, but this is number one. And our focus as a band has always been to be fun and to have fun with these quirky songs. I don't really care about how in tune my guitar is all the time. Maybe that's Moorhead might not like to hear me say that, but I want to write things that make me feel, and I want others to at least hear it and maybe get something out of it too, hopefully.
So 2015 is roughly when it started?
Yeah, it seems like longer ago than that, but
I bet
we're a pretty new band, I guess. But we started. There were two of us. We started, and we were called the Mountain Sound at the time.
The Mountain Sound.
It was me and another guy, Austin Tackett, and we just
actually Will Padgett.
Actually, Will Padgett was in the Mountain Sound. We've come full circle tonight.
All right.
This is our first show with Will. He was gracious enough to learn like all of these excessively chordy songs in like less than a week. So thank you, Will. But he did a great job. We started as the Mountain Sound. And we just wrote some songs in my apartment at the time, which didn't even have windows. It was a great space to write in. We recorded our first record, and we asked Melissa and Matt. Matt was the only drummer. Melissa was a phenomenal bass player, so we asked them to record on the CD. And from college, I was going to go to grad school in Boone, North Carolina, for psychology. It worked really well, and I fell in love with playing and with writing all over again, because I'd done it in high school, but I never dreamed I would do it professionally. And so we became the Woodsheep because people kept thinking we were a bluegrass band, which has been the struggle from day one with us. Because we get booked at these bluegrass shows and we play synthesized cat songs.
The cat on the left is no better than the cat on the right. And the cat in the west knows that west is just a spatially relative side.
Things and then it just kept going, and we just kept writing. So our second record we did, called Sleeping Under Stars, and it was sort of unintentionally about the traveling, and it's a kind of a sad record because you start to miss home and you start to feel these strange ways because you're on the stage with 2,000 Chinese people screaming at you, and then you're in a quiet van by yourself, and it's a really weird up and down. And a lot of the record is sort of about some of those feelings. And then we had a lineup switch last year. And so we're just a trio. It's been really cool to be able to explore kind of what we just want to do. We really jive together as a trio, and it's been wonderful, actually, just playing.
Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. like to thank Andrew, Melissa, Matt, and Will, the Woodsheep, for being with us here this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, including those of you watching us on YouTube Live and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear even more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share this tradition with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
How about one more song from the Woodsheep?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Melissa, Matt, and Will, the Woodsheep, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to
Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.